This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Lindsay Stoddard has something in common with rain. Rain is the narrator of Stoddard's new young adult novel, Write as Rain. And like the young girl whose life is uprooted when she abruptly moves from Vermont to New York City's Spanish Harlem neighborhood, Stoddard has experienced these jarring locale changes as well. Though she was born and raised in Vermont, she also taught English to middle school kids in New York City for more than a decade. She's since moved back to the Green Mountain State and lives now in Shelburne. And Write as Rain delves deeply into the contrasting environments of both places. It also tells the story of a family's perseverance in the aftermath of heartbreaking tragedy. Lindsay Stoddard joins me now in our VPR studios to talk about this book. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk about Rain, the narrator, the hero of this book, and she uses this wonderful phrase about something that's unknowable. When something is a mystery, she doesn't say, oh, I don't know. She says, it's a big who knows. Yeah. And this happens throughout the book. I love this. You know, Rain, where's your dress? And she shrugs and says, that's a big who knows. And I'm just wondering about this expression. Did you make that up, or is it something you heard from a student? Is it something you said as a kid?
You know, the way that I start all my books is with a voice. And so I started to hear Rain's voice in my head before I even put the pen to the page. And that was one of the first things she said to me was, it's a big who knows. And I think part of that was I didn't know how the book was going to end. It was a big who knows for me. But I knew that she, you know, before I knew much about Rain, I knew that she loved facts. And when she didn't know the answers to things, I heard her saying in my head, well, I guess that one's a big who knows.
That's the other phrase she uses a lot in the book when she's talking about something she's sure of and she'll stop and say, and that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to count. She likes to count out seconds and minutes and count the tiles on things.
She likes control. Her life is being uprooted, as you mentioned, and there's so much that she doesn't have control of. And the things that she does are the things that she counts and the things that she notices.
You let the tragedy of this book emerge very slowly, but you also let the reader know what has happened to Rain's beloved older brother, Guthrie. Now, I don't think we're giving too much away by saying that Guthrie has died in this book, but what happened to him and why Rain feels partly responsible for his death, that's something that's revealed slowly over the course of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you want to tell the saddest part of the story in that way?
Well, that's a good question. I know that she's holding on to that secret. And I think for anybody, kids especially, it's hard to feel like you're responsible or feeling guilty. She doesn't ever say it out loud until the end of the book, what has happened and what she knows about his death that nobody else knows. And so I wanted to release that slowly because she's releasing it slowly. It's hard for her to think about. You know, many times throughout the book, she says, when the remembering rises up, and then she does something else so that she doesn't have to think about it. And so throughout the book, as she's gaining more confidence and as she's gaining more partnerships and friendships throughout the book, that's when her story starts to unravel and she starts to be able to say it to herself.
The phrase that's mentioned, keeping that secret inside her, it's right on the cover of the book. When you bury something deep, it grows up twice as tall.
Mm-hmm.
That really proves to be true in this book.
Yeah.
Rain is an athlete. She's an excellent runner. She loves to show off her running skills.
Yeah.
She meets another kid in New York City who's also a great runner. Was that something that you also wanted to put into the book to make girls feel confident?
Yes. I love strong girl characters. My first book, Just Like Jackie, had a strong girl character too, Robinson. Right now I'm drafting a book with a boy main character, which is a little bit different for me, but there are strong girls in that book as well.
One of the things you capture so beautifully in this book is that sense of change when the family has to move from Vermont to New York City, the huge contrast there.
Mm-hmm.
Were you drawing on your own experiences, you know, maybe feeling some of that homesickness when you moved from Vermont to New York City?
Yeah. I moved from small town Vermont to small town Vermont to a small town in Minnesota for college and then right into I lived on 152nd Street, just like Rain, and right in that same neighborhood. And I think the thing I was most amazed at when I arrived there was just how many people there were. In one of the early chapters, when she's arriving, she, you know, is counting the people that are crossing in front of her car, and she's counting the people that are on the sidewalk. And there's a deli next to a deli next to another deli right on the same street. And it is pretty unbelievable if you haven't been there before or you're used to small towns.
She realizes at one point there were more people crossing the street at that one stoplight than lived in her entire neighborhood back in Vermont.
Yeah, exactly. It is a pretty big adjustment. And she's part of that change. She's a white girl from a white family that's moving into a Dominican neighborhood in Washington Heights. It's a story about being uprooted and being part of things that are moving and changing. And and how hard that is.
Well, you spent a long time yourself in New York City. Why did you want to move back to Vermont?
I had children, and it was really, it was becoming hard. I loved New York for as long as I lived there. And the thing that I loved the most about it was my classroom. When I got the first book deal for my first book, Just Like Jackie, and this book, Writer's Rain, I was pregnant with my first child, and I've since had a second child. And growing a young family and not being in the classroom anymore, I was ready to kind of settle some roots back in Vermont.
Lindsay Stoddard lives in Shelburne and is the author of Write as Rain. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me in.